Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you are on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. So I've been having really, really great conversation with my guest, Amard Rowe, who is our store associate at the NAGB in our Mixed Media Gift Store, and Blake Fox, who's our education assistant in the Education and Outreach Department at the NAGB, about all of the amazing things that we are doing in December. Because, you know, we have to do the Christmas stuff in December, the holiday stuff. And we've been talking a lot about the holiday tour, mini craft fair, and store sale that's coming up on the 15th. And we've also been talking about our Artanoon, which is Christmas Artanoon, which is coming up this Saturday on the 7th. And, you know, like we said in the last segment, we've been doing this for just about 2 years. This is our third year now doing the Christmas Artanoon, even though we've been doing the Easter Artanoon for a much longer time. Mm-hmm. But this Christmas Artanoon is especially special. Especially special.
It is.
Because there's a lot more cool things going on. And Blake, why don't you tell us all about it?
Sure. We're like still incorporating some of the things we did last year, like the tree decorating, which is exciting. Last year, I know they made some ornaments for the trees. This year, we're doing a little bit, doing things a little bit differently. We're still going to have a workshop for the kids, but it's going to be like a storybook Christmas. So like based on like traditional Christmas stories, and they get to create their own story, and use all types of different materials, paint, charcoal, whatever they want. We have everything. And they decorate the tree. But I think like what the highlight of this Artanoon is going to be is the photo booth with, you can just like get printable photos on the spot, which is like perfect for holiday memories.
Photo with Santa, right?
Yeah. Santa is optional, but Santa will be there.
We're also going to have elves.
Yes. Santa and elves, like the whole shebang. But yeah, like the photo booth is going to be perfect for you printing out your photos and having like a nice holiday memory that you can stick up anywhere, like on your fridge, or, you know, you could maybe use it as a card or something, gift it to someone. And of course, we're going to have food. There's a food vendor, Maroon Chicken. Mm-hmm. They're going to be there. They serve like different flavored wings and like little small bites for the kids.
And so that food will be on sale. That's not included in the $12.
Right.
Yeah.
We also have some children coming from the shelters as well.
Yes, we do have children. We do have children coming from the shelters to participate because, you know, how can we not?
Yeah.
Right? Because this time of year, especially for those who have lost so much, this tends to be the hardest because everybody is celebrating, and it's hard to celebrate when you are still concerned about like the most basic things. So we are trying to, in our own way, bring a little bit of joy into the season for these kids, like I'm sure so many other people are doing.
Yeah, making them feel a little bit like home, make them have like a certain sense of normalcy. And even like with the digging deep thing that we had, when was that? Like
that was in October.
The response was amazing. We had like a bunch of children and adults too from the shelters, but it was just so great to see how happy they are to be in a space that's like not a shelter, or that's they feel like they can be free to explore, and it's outside, you know. Like I think we take for granted sometimes like just being outside, but like they don't want to be cooped up in a shelter for that long,
because who does?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, this is just our way of incorporating all of the mental health things that we've been working on, all of like the art therapy things we've been working on, because that'll sort of, all of those things tie into like with the workshops that we do. And yeah, I think it's going to be great for the kids.
Yeah. And, you know, you think about it, right? So think about what your afternoon will look like with your child on Saturday. You bring them. They dive right into the Christmas activity. They're making this amazing storybook, you know, telling a story. And we will have volunteers. We will have people there helping them. So do not feel like they're going to be sitting there trying to figure it out on their own. People will be there helping them out so that at the end of it all, when they leave, they'll have something that they can feel really proud of. Because that's what it's really about, is having something to feel proud of, something that they can share, brag about, all that stuff. Because, you know, there's nothing quite like seeing a child's face light up when somebody says, oh, you did such a good job, right?
They love it.
Yep. I mean, who doesn't like it? Adults love it, right?
Exactly.
So they're going to do that, and then we're going to have two trees to decorate.
Two trees.
Not even one. Two trees to decorate. And then, of course, alongside that, there's the photo booth, like Blake spoke about. There's the food vendors. And then, of course, parents, you can go, while all this is going on, you can go in the store, you can do some holiday shopping if you want to, or just browse and try to, like, think about those people who are on your list and, you know, kind of, like, explore what we have and maybe come back on the 15th and buy it because, you know.
Scope out.
Sometimes you need to scope out to see what different places have before you make a decision.
Yeah.
You can go into the galleries and just walk around and enjoy the space and take some time to see the exhibitions because, you know, when you have kids, you don't always have a lot of time for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So this is giving you an opportunity to, you know, let them do their thing. And while they're occupied, you can take a moment to do something you've probably had on your list to do for a long time and just never had the chance to do it.
Yeah, like take a minute to get some quiet. And that's what the museum is good for.
Yeah, that is what the museum is good for. Well, you know, I always have moments where I forget how nice it is to hide in the galleries.
It is.
I did that the other day with my computer. I got so much work done. Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. And maybe it's because I'm an artist myself, but just being around all that artwork in that space just makes me happy.
Yeah. So Katrina's just told us our secret, y'all. Yeah, exactly. So we know if she's missing from the office, she's in the museum somewhere.
Yes. Luckily, there's a lot of little rooms. So, Maddie, I understand that you are an elf this year.
Yes, I'm excited to be an elf. My costume just came in yesterday.
Yay.
So I'm just going to be extra. Because I know that's what a lot of the kids are going to be, you know, like they want that bit of extraness and they want us to be over the top.
Yes.
And I think that's something that's usually missing each year. So it's great that we're going to have like a Santa and an elf.
And our volunteer is going to have like reindeer ears and
it's going to be super festive.
It is.
Yes. And we're going to have the holiday music playing. And, you know, of course, Junkin' music playing. So, you know, holidays in the Bahamas, well, especially in Nassau, it's about Junkanoo.
Yeah, man.
And alongside, you know, the regular Christmas stuff that we know about. So, you know, we want to honor all of that and make sure all of that is a part of the space. I'm really excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it. You might see me around wearing a Santa hat. I don't know if I'm going to be wearing reindeer. That may not work for me, but I'll wear the Santa hat. You'll see all of us running around and doing stuff and working with the kids and just making sure that they have an amazing time. If you want to register early, all you need to do is just contact Blake or our community outreach officer, Zaria Monroe. You can call us at 328-5800 or you can email
bfox@nagb.org.bs.
Yes, that. I was going to say tell Zario's email, but I think that might be a little longer.
Or just come on into the Mixed Media Gift Shop and pre-register and pay.
Yep. So you can
do it in one go.
Yeah. So I would say do it all in one go. So, I mean, if you contact us and ask us to hold your seat, we'll do our very best to do so. However, we do caution you that depending on the volume of people who are coming to pay, we may get in touch with you and say, if you don't come and pay now, you may lose your seat. So if you really want to make sure that seat is reserved, just head on into our gift shop. You can pay. Maddie will make sure that you're registered and everything will be sorted for your children on Saturday.
And just as a reminder for some of our parents who are family now.
I know, right?
It starts at 12 noon. Not 10 a.m. as usual.
Yes.
But you can come as early as 11:30 just to start your pre-registration process.
Yes. If you're not able to get there during the week, because we know that it is insane. Yes. Traffic is bad. Mm-hmm. Traffic is really bad. Yeah. It's amazing. I didn't realize that traffic would get this bad this quickly.
Yep. It's like when the time changed, it got worse or something. I don't understand.
Yeah, and now it's December.
Yep.
So, you know, you just roll with it. So we understand that it might be a little rough depending on where you live. Mm-hmm. So if you're not able to get there during the week, like Maddie said, come a little early. Mm-hmm. Like come at 11:30 or if you want to. I mean, we do open at 10. So if you are running errands in the area and you just want to pop by and get that sorted before you run to the next thing and come back, you can certainly do that too. We will be there. So just a couple more reminder then that all the things that we spoke about. So we have the Art of Noon coming up this Saturday. We have the Christmas film, The Nightmare Before Christmas, the free film on Thursday, December 12th, starting at 7. Then we have the holiday tour, craft fair, and store sale. Wow, that's a lot. on the 15th, starting at 12. And then the opening for Refuge is on the 19th. So that opening is like a big Christmas party at the NAGB. That pretty much closes out the year for us. And then
can't
we
wait to see all my cousins.
And then we take a break. We take a break. However, from all the big events, but we are still open.
Yes.
Except on public holidays, as an FYI. So we're all excited, you know, because we've all been working hard this year, and it's great to do something a little bit more festive and to see the year come to a close, because we've done a lot of great stuff this year, even though it was very hard sometimes. And we're going to switch gears just a little bit as we near the end of the show, because even though we're coming to the end of 2019, you know, we're always working. Because while we're coming to the end of 2019, we're preparing ourselves for 2020.
Yep. It's going
to
be amazing.
Yes. And something we want to talk a bit about is a new program that we are launching just for teens in early January that we are really excited about. And it is called Art Tribe. Yes. So Blake has all the information about that.
Yeah, so Art Tribe is going to be our newest after-school program for teens, grades 8 to 12. It's free, so that's already, like, a great starting point. But, like, sometimes you just want your children to have an experience outside of school, like something more enriching, something that can help them develop and grow a little bit more. And sometimes you just want them out of your hair for like an extra hour and a half after school. So like what better place than the NAGB for that? So this is, Art Tribe is mostly new, like it's sort of like a revamped version of Junior Arts Council that we had before, but we were trying to make it a little more modern, a little more fun, a little bit more fresh. So our tribe being a reference to like our African heritage and also like a reference to community and how community is so important to us at the NAGB. And I think it's important to say that this isn't just like a regular art class. Like that's not what this is about.
Not at all.
This is about each student, each child having their own individual interests, and we sort of cater to them and meet them where they are. Build activities around them, what they're interested in, and also like having them come up with things too, like for you, by you, because who better to know what they want to do than themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So our start date is going to be January 13th, 2020. We're going to start with a meet and greet that's at 4 p.m. That's a Monday, and we'll meet Mondays after that. At the NAGB. Mm-hmm. Yes. You can sign up online. You can go to nagb.org.bs, scroll down to events, and you might have to click the arrow across. You'll see Art Tribe. There's a link that says click here to sign up. It's easy. It takes like less than 5 minutes to fill out the application. So fill out for your child, fill out for your nephew, your niece, if they're in as long as they're in 8th to 12th grade, fill out for them, send it to them, send it to us, and yeah, we like look forward to welcoming you in January. And if you have any questions, you could always reach out to us as well.
Yeah, and you know, just to remind everybody, because I say this all the time, art is not just for people, not just for artists.
Exactly.
You don't have
to be a painter.
This art club is not just for teens who like to draw and paint. This was for anybody who has any kind of interest in being creative. And I find, most teens I come across are very creative. I mean, of course, by the time they get about 13, 14, everything is boring. So, which is just their way of trying to be cool.
Yeah.
But they all are creative in their own way. So this club is about giving these kids a space where they can explore their creativity in a lot of different ways, meet people who have successful careers in the creative field.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you hear a lot, how do you make a living off of that?
Yep.
And there's a lot of people who are doing very well. This Definitely. Is about teaching them life skills, because it's one thing to hear your teachers say, you have to work hard if you're going to accomplish anything. It's another thing to see people who are actually working in the field say, you have to work hard if you want to accomplish anything. and this is also about building a sense of community,
mm-hmm.
you know, about understanding the importance of giving back. Not everything has to be a transaction.
Yep.
Not everything has to be quid pro quo, because we understand that is something that our students seem to need a lot more work with.
Yeah.
I would say the younger generation, and I feel very comfortable saying that because I taught for a while. This belief that everything they do has to be rewarded with something physical,
right.
And what we want this club to do is really help to engender in them a sense of responsibility for helping to build their community.
Yep.
Understanding that they have a response, they have, like, I would say, an obligation to do more if they can do more. So this is really about building life skills. This is about
building a sense of self.
Building a sense of self.
Working on all those, like, core life skills.
Yeah.
And like rewarding yourself, like what more than to do something that feels fulfilling to you?
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we will still have like some awards.
Yeah, of course, because you know,
because we know.
Yeah, listen, I remember getting like little medals and cheap trophies, and they were cheap, but it also made me feel really good to
of
look
course,
at them,
yeah.
right?
And then I think when Wild Blake was pitching to me the other day about the R tribe, to me, just seemed like, well, we're just going to revamp these young people's value system completely.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
they're going to find value in the small things and the small contributions that they
mm-hmm.
commit to the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Can't
so
wait to see it happen.
All exciting. And, you know, and also meeting new people.
Yes.
Yep.
Meeting people who are not in your immediate circle. Because, you know,
exactly.
it's very easy to continue to be around people who think like you, who do the same things as you. This will give you an opportunity to give these teens an opportunity to meet people from all different backgrounds.
Yep.
And we have witnessed that at the summer camp.
Definitely.
What that does to change the way children behave and their perspectives. And we are confident that the same will come out of this.
Absolutely.
You know, this has been a wonderful show. I think we've talked about all of the great, exciting things. And I think it was apropos to end with our tribe, because it's really inspiring now, right? Like, I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm like, wow.
Sign up, please.
Sign up, please, right away. And, you know, it's okay if you end up doing it, like, around the holidays. Do it online. We will get it.
And, of course,
it's the holidays, so if we don't respond immediately, it doesn't mean we didn't get it.
Exactly.
It just means that, you know, it's probably a public holiday or something.
Yeah, right.
But do it whenever you have the time. We look forward to having you join us. We look forward to seeing you at all of the events we spoke about in this show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a very wonderful night.